A drive down Palo, Colorado Road starts out still lush and green, the road shaded by towering trees. About 3 miles in, firefighters mop up a hillside. Captain Eric Messenberg is with the Novato Fire District.
Yeah, so here we're doing a combination of just spraying water and using tools to dig around and look for any ember material that might be below the surface.
They are also removing any vegetation to make sure the fire doesn't go beyond this point. Keith Bispo lives right here. When his wife, kids, and pets evacuated, he stayed back to protect his house and help his neighbors.
I started digging a fire line myself, thinking, okay. And then I barely got even started. These guys showed up, blew it in. You know what I mean? Showed up with a bunch of bulldozers. Oh.
A bulldozer created a line to stop the fire from reaching these homes. And as the fire came toward his house, crews started their own controlled burn to fight fire with fire.
Started it on fire from the top and just controlled it as it burned all the way down. And then backfiring and burned it out. These guys are awesome. They did a great job.
Bispo has lived in Big Sur for 35 years. He's seen 5 wildfires, but none ever came this close. Still, he feels fortunate.
Yeah, we didn't even come close to losing our houses. I don't feel, relatively. It's close, but man, not with these other guys with fire raging up to their house.
While he can breathe a sigh of relief, he knows some of his neighbors weren't so lucky. On a drive further down the road with officials from CAL FIRE and the U.S. Forest Service, hillsides become covered with ash, power lines are down, and tree trunks are burned black. The group gets quiet as we come upon a destroyed home.
We're off of Rocky Creek Road, where a home has been burned to the foundation. There's a car still in the driveway, a coffee cup sitting on the hood. Looks like a kid's bicycle. Completely destroyed.
Tom Stokesbury is with the U.S. Forest Service. He says this area is where many of the destroyed homes are located.
Residents have not been up in here, no, except for the ones that chose to stay. Everybody's accounted for.
As the fire moves to the south and the east, it's going deeper into the wilderness, but 2,000 structures remain threatened. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.